Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as we heard earlier on in the programme, the sales for electric vehicles are in a slump, with sales so far this year down a quarter on last year. So why the sluggish sales when EVs are supposed to be the future of car travel? What can be done to stimulate sales and ease scepticism about charging infrastructure and battery life as well? Joining me on this this evening is head of the Zero Emissions Vehicles Office with the Department of Transport, Aoife O'Grady. Aoife, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. It's lovely to be on.
When you saw sales slumping of EVs, did you think, "Uh-oh, this is not good for me and my role"?
Well, of course, it's not just good for me and my role. It's not where we want to go, where we want the country to go. But at the same time, we had indications last year. I know you had Brian from the SIMI on earlier, and industry last year were beginning to say, look, we're doing really well. I mean, sales for the past 3 years were kind of increasing by 50%, by 75% year on year. And about this time last year, we started to get a couple of people coming just saying, look, we've got the early adopters, they're locked in, they're fully in, but they are going to be saturated soon. And we'll be moving to the kind of the more sceptical middle market, and they're going to need a bit more time and a bit more security and a bit more reassurance about it. It's a different type of person you're selling to. And yeah, I think that's what we're seeing.
Okay, but the early adopters have been and gone now at this point. From recollection, and I'm paraphrasing, Brian was saying that we won't meet the 2030 targets for EVs, and we may just or may not meet the 2025 target. I think it was about 175,000 or so.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I think we're on track to meet the 2025 target. I mean, last year we were going to meet it and pass it, and this year we're about on the trajectory to meet it. So I think if things continue to go at the same rate, we'll meet it. If they drop, but I don't, again, I think they are where they are. If they increase, we'll definitely beat it.
What needs to improve, in your opinion, Aoife?
I mean, I think prices actually have come down significantly. We're seeing a lot of new models come on screen. The prices for a new EV, some of the models have dropped 10 or 15,000 in the past 18 months.
How much are they, roughly? What's the average cost, or is there one?
So, well, there isn't an average. They start at slightly higher prices than your average petrol or diesel car, but you can get an EV for in the kind of 25 to 29,000 euro bracket. There's lots in 30,000, and then, but all new cars are expensive.
But 30,000 euro. I mean, if a second hand isn't an option, right? And second hand cars are expensive now as well. But if your only option nearly is a new vehicle, when you're talking about electric vehicles, and 30,000 euro is the average or thereabouts, God, it's very prohibitive, isn't it, for an awful lot of people?
I mean, I think you said earlier, most people in Ireland don't buy new cars. So if you're buying a new car, an EV is now not that much more expensive than a petrol or diesel equivalent. There's a range of incentives on offer. There's a low annual motor tax, and your fuel costs are much lower. So if you buy a new EV, you pay a bit more upfront, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 more upfront on some models, but then you would get that back within 2 or 3 years of kind of just running costs.
Yeah. But
if you're not in the market for a new car, then there are second-hand EVs on the market, and they're actually very good value at the moment.
Yeah, how much?
But
are
we
they?
Do need to keep them coming through. You can get a second-hand. It depends on your appetite, but you can get them for anything from around 10,000 to 14,000 from some of the older ones, which would be fine for a kind of a second family car driving around town.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't want to use it on long trips. But then you're getting some second-hand EVs that were maybe 2 or 3 years old, that were maybe selling for up to 50,000 2 or 3 years ago, and now they're on the market for 23,000 to 24,000.
Yeah, 23,000 is still a hefty sum for any household. And this old crack, Aoife, of you convince me here now, right? If I'm spending 14,000 euro on a second-hand electric vehicle, but you're telling me don't bother going out of town much, I'm saying, God almighty, I need to be able to rely on the car that I buy to go to Galway or wherever the case may be.
Well, that's why I think for that EV, that's your set. If for a lot of families who have 2 or 3 car families, it's one of those. It mightn't be your primary car, but if you have a second car that you use for going around town, then that's the one. Any of the second-hand cars that are maybe 2 or 3 years old, though, will have batteries capable of doing 400, 450 kilometres on a single charge, which will get you to Galway, absolutely. And if you kind of don't, if you kind of drive at speed limits, you'll probably get to Galway and back. So I think it depends on what car you need, what your use of the car is for, and then working out, does it work? Now, if you do have a second car, the driver, then a low-cost older EV will be perfect for you.
Yeah, but why do if we have to... I feel like this is such a privileged conversation for... We're talking about second or third-hand cars. Yeah. I'm a second or third bike family. That's the type of family that I am. And I feel pretty privileged myself, right? We don't have two cars. So are you saying that if you want a moderately priced EV... you're talking about second-hand cars that may or may not do the range?
Well, it depends on the price range. You'll get a good quality second-hand EV for about €20,000. I know that is a significant sum of money for a lot of families, but you can get a good quality second-hand EV for that. If you do have a two-car family, and I mean, I have one car myself, but if you do have two cars, then you can get a lower-cost EV again. But I would say you know, the running costs, once you have them, you can charge them incredibly cheaply at home if you're able to have off-street charging, which, again, not everyone can have, but they're very, very low running.
What if you're in an apartment?
Well, so one of the things we run is we fund home chargers, but we do fund a scheme for apartment chargers that is run by the SEAI for us. So, you talk to the OMC, but if the owner management company applies to that, they will get the cost of charging for car parking spaces across the apartment block. That's the grant towards that.
Okay.
So we do fund that as well as home charging.
Okay. Would you agree with Brian Cook of the SIMI? We spoke to him, as you say, earlier on. He called for the grant to go back up. So all this chat we're having about price and how expensive they can be, if the grant was better, maybe it wouldn't be so prohibitive for people, Aoife.
Well, the grant was reduced by €1,500 last year, and we've seen prices come down by between €10,000 and €15,000 on a lot of the existing EVs and newer low-cost EVs in the market. So I agree that, you know, obviously more money is always helpful, but I'm not sure that the grant reduction is the cause of the drop-off in EV sales.
It would help if it went back up, wouldn't it?
Well, the minister has committed to maintain the grant for the next year, so there won't be any further reductions, and that's been announced already this year. There is ongoing review of everything that we fund, and that is, as always, will form part of the discussion budget in October. But one of the reasons why the grant did have to be reduced at the time is, you know, where we have a limited amount of money, we have to spend it in the right places, and we've pivoted to start investing it in public charging infrastructure.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years ago, the vast majority of ZEVI's funding went on passenger car grants and home chargers, but we know that we need to improve the public charging infrastructure. I think that's another reason why people are maybe reluctant to make the leap electric car.
Would you accept that's a big public policy boo-boo? If people are wondering if they'll find a place to charge their car, if they make the leap to an EV, that can't be good to convince people to go and buy one.
No, well, this is why we're rolling out so much more infrastructure. So TII, sorry, all these acronyms. The government announced in July that we'd be funding an extra 131 motorway charging points across the motorway network. They'll be in place by 2025. There's another round of procurement funding offers going to go out over the next couple of months that will provide the same, like, really high power charging. So you charge your vehicle in about 10 minutes.
Instead of sending out tenders, should we not have them in place by now?
Well, there are loads in place already. Most of the all of the charging that's in place to date has been provided by the private sector, in the same way as petrol and diesel is provided by, you know, your Apple Green, your Circle K, your Maxol, your Topaz, all of that. And they've actually, every charge point that's around the country has been delivered by the commercial side at the moment. What our job is just trying to make sure that we have a breadth of charging infrastructure, that it's spread across the country, that we don't have charging deserts. There's very, very good charging along the motorway routes already. We do want to accelerate and expand on that and get it across the national roads as well. And then I guess the last piece of the jigsaw is we're working now with local authorities. So they're going to be developing plans for EV charging in kind of the local authority area, and we'll fund that too.
Okay. Now, Aoife O'Grady, let me read you some of the texts we're getting to 51551. The electric vehicles we need most are electric bikes, says this listener. I live in the city centre, Dublin 7, and love it. Biggest problem is the traffic. Electric bikes are a much faster, cleaner way for our family to do school runs, commuting and leisure travel. Barely use the car anymore, says that listener. Dan says, if you live and work in Dublin, you don't need a car. I use rental go-cars on the street. No motor insurance, no NCT, no car tax. You don't even buy the fuel. It's time for people to let go of, let the cars go, says Dan. Greg in Waterford Aoife says, part of the reason the sale of EVs has stalled is down to the reduction in price of new cars, as people are wary of the value of their car dropping considerably. Is he right?
Yeah, that's some of the feedback we've got from industry, that because, in a way, it's good news for the consumers in one way, because EV values dropped €15,000 in 18 months. However, if you'd bought a new EV 18 months ago, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the price of a brand new one was €15,000 below, if you, you know, were bringing your car back after 3 years to exchange it or upgrade or whatever, you weren't getting the value that you thought you would. So that last caller, that comment is accurate. That's
okay.
Very accurate.
What about, what about Damien Aoife? He says to 51551, if you can't charge at home, the cost per unit of using public charge points is 3 or 4 times the home rate. That's a huge issue for all those who don't have a charging station at home. As with apartment and terrace house dwellers, I no longer use the public points at all, as the inconvenience time-wise and the cost per unit of power exceeds the fuel cost of my car, a plug-in EV. Is he right?
Well, I think if you don't have a home charger, then now maybe isn't the right time to convert to an EV. We are working with local authorities about designing these local EV infrastructures, and that will include charging maybe on the street where people live in terraced houses, or, you know, where the front door opens onto the street and
you can't have a
home charger.
If you don't have a home charger, now isn't the time to convert to an EV?
I think it depends on your driving behaviour. But I mean,
is it?
Yeah, our goal for 2030 is that 30% of cars on Irish roads will be electric. So we're accepting that...
My jaw has dropped at that statement, I must say.
Well, I don't think we've ever said that an EV is the solution right now for everyone. There will be some people for whom an EV works straight away, and there will be others for whom we need to get the infrastructure in place. But as I said, our target is for 30% of cars in 2030 to be electric. Not 100%.
But here you are, the head of the Zero Emissions Vehicles Office in the Department of Transport, saying if you don't have a home charge point, forget it.
No, I'm saying if you don't have a home charge point, I mean, I have an EV and I don't have a home charge point.
Yeah, but you said now is not the time to make the transition to an EV if you don't have a home charging point.
I said it might not be the right time for you. It works for me, but an EV isn't going to be the solution today for mm-hmm. everyone.
But it's not the right time because of Damien's point that it's 3 or 4 times higher to charge. Is that it? Higher cost?
Basically, if you can charge at home, it's really low cost and you will save significantly on a petrol or diesel model. If you can't charge at home, it's not a significant saving on petrol or diesel. It runs in around the same, so you don't get the same savings.
Okay.
What we would say, though, is we want 3 in 10 cars in 2030 to be electric. That's what we're aiming for. So we're accepting that in 2030, a majority of cars in the fleet still won't be electric. We know that.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is put in place as much public charging infrastructure in the right locations and where need it to make it as convenient and easy as possible for people to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also putting in other steps, like we're going to have from already this year, any new infrastructure that's installed, you can just tap and go at. You don't have to download all these apps every time you want to charge. So we want to make EV charging as easy and simple as driving into a petrol station and filling in your vehicle is.
Okay.
That's our goal.
Okay. One more text from a listener to 51551. Why is the penalty on Chinese cars so high to bring them into Europe? Surely that's a way to keep the cost down when all of the cars are made in China anyway, says that listener. I really appreciate how frank you've been in our interview. Aoife O'Grady, head of the Zero Emissions Vehicles Office in the Department of Transport. Thank you for joining us. 51551.